state legislatures that have done what we have prayed to Our Lady and asked her to intervene for. That's five. In Louisiana, this is really seriously bipartisan. The governor of our state, John Bel Edwards, is being pressured by the National Democrat Party and told, hey, man, you're a Democrat. You're a baby killer. You can't contravene us. We look bad. The woman that sponsored the bill, Sandra Carter of New Orleans, is a Democrat. I've talked about this before. She's being pressured by every Democrat in the state that's against it. Hey, man. Hey, babe. You can't do that. We're Democrats. We're baby killers. And yet here we stand. Now listen to this. On his Twitter feed, John Bel Edwards, at Louisiana Gov. My statement on the passage of SB 184 following final passage by the Louisiana legislature. Quote, I want to read this to you. Quote, in 2015, I ran for governor as a pro-life candidate after serving as a pro-life legislator for 8 years. As governor, I have been true to my word and my beliefs on this issue. But it is also my sincere belief that being pro-life means more than just being pro-birth. My first act, now I have to tell you something here. I did not vote for John Bel Edwards. And I don't remember him touting his pro-life bona fides during the campaign. But I also must tell you, I am very proud and admirable that the man in the last 2 months has been, he has been unrepentant on this. He is a baptized Catholic, I will tell you. He is, I believe, a member of, I want to say, St. Anthony of Padua in Rouge Beton, Louisiana. But I know he's a Catholic. I know he lives in Baton Rouge. And I'm not sure which parish it is, but that's the biggest one. So I think that that's it. It doesn't matter. Our governor is walking the walk, talking the talk. The governor of Georgia walked the walk, talked the talk. Kay Ivey, the governor of Alabama that Jim Carrey wants to abort. 71st trimester abortion. Walking the walk, talking the talk. My first act as governor was to expand access to health care for working Louisianans. I have worked with Republicans and Democrats in the legislature to expand investment in education and pass sweeping criminal justice reforms. For each of the last 3 years, my administration has set records for the number of children being adopted out of our foster care system. And despite fierce opposition, I have fought to ensure LGBT citizens are not discriminated against in the workplace. Blah, 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 blah. I know there are many who feel just as strongly as... And so what he's doing here is saying, hey, Democrats, I'm still one of you. I just can't kill babies. I got to say, Governor, if you're this, and I believe you are, committed to the lives that are soon to be born, you ought to be similarly committed to the lives of those that are born and stop allowing them to feel and to be told that the law protects sodomy. This is a no-no. You know, I keep wondering, who's going to be the first state that's going to, you know, because the other part of the Con Fraternity's prayer is not just to make it illegal or to bring about an end to the legal protections afforded abortion, okay? We're working on that one big time. Contraception is the linchpin here. Brother Andre Marie has an episode of Reconquest Radio on this very subject. If you have contraception that's legal, you're going to have abortion.